I said, no, no, religion does not represent God. God never told us to get religion. He told us to get to know Him, get to know our Maker, our Creator. And the church has gone astray from that. Jesus told His disciples, as He was about to go back to heaven after the resurrection, He told them to make disciples. Most of the churches are trying now to make new members. They get members. Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit comes, He would give you power. The church says when the Holy Spirit comes, you're born again. And that's one of my biggest problems with what the church is teaching and how Satan has deceived us, is the fact that all over the United States, as a matter of fact, all over the world, people are claiming to be born again. And I don't see it recorded anywhere in the Bible why anybody got born again except Jesus Christ. And you'll find that in Romans chapter 1, verse 4. And you'll find it in Colossians 1:18. You'll find it in Revelations 1, verse 5, where he got born again and how he was born again. Now, the Bible does say that in order to be saved, in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. And it does not contradict that. Because as Jesus was, second birth was the resurrection, so will ours be the resurrection. The Bible also says that we all will be born again. We will all be resurrected. But not all will be saved. You see? So, the resurrection is inevitable. We will all be resurrected, but not resurrected into the kingdom of God. Now, that's where this thing comes in, where in Romans chapter 10, where it says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, and that He died and was resurrected on the third day after 3 days and three nights in the grave. And that's another thing. They preach that Jesus died on Friday and He rose again on Sunday morning. Jesus Himself said that He would be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. I can't for the life of me figure how in the world you can get 3 days and three nights from Friday evening till Sunday morning. And yet, that's the cue that most of the preachers are getting ready to close when they say, he died on Friday. But early Sunday morning, and the Bible didn't say He rose early Sunday morning. They said the woman came to the sepulcher early Sunday morning, before sunrise. Now, He wasn't there when she got there. There ain't no telling when He got up. He could have got up Saturday night. But this is what we have been taught, and this is what we're being taught. And in my own little peculiar way, I cannot see that. And that's not the truth, because Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth would make you free. Now, just like when I was growing up, the old people told me that about Santa Claus. When I figured out there was no Santa Claus, and then they told me about the Easter Bunny. And I know, being growing up in the backwoods of Louisiana, rabbits don't lay eggs, especially chocolate eggs. If they lay some, if they, they some chocolate come out of a rabbit, you better not eat it. Anyway, just little things like little subtle things like this that we don't pay any attention to, because we've been taught that we accept it and go on with it. But that's why I try to encourage you to read the Bible for yourself. I don't claim to know everything, and I'm not claiming that I do, that I know everything about the Bible, everything about my Creator. But this much I do know, that He says what He means and means what He says. And the Bible also tells you that there would come a time when men would try to change these things. They change the times and change their worship of God. And so many things that I see going on in the church, that I am a member of the church, and I love the church. I love people. And this is, I think, what God wants us to do more than anything, is to learn to love one another. Love Him, and if you love your God, you can love, you learn to love yourself. Makes you capable of loving somebody else. You can't love me if you can't love you. You have to love God and love Him for making you the way you are. Whatever, however God made you, that's the way He wanted you to be. Now, what, like I say all the time, I believe in taking what I got and doing what I can with it. And it's the same way about this relationship with God. Relationship, not religion. I'm glad I didn't get religion. I never did get religion. When I was growing up, we had to sit on the mourner's bench and you had to see something. Now, sometimes people can see things, you know, strange things maybe, and not necessarily have anything to do with relationship with God, but just if you like having a bad dream. Some dreams seem so real that you think you were actually in that situation. You wake up and find that it was a dream, and some of those people could have, you know, had a bad dream or a good dream or whatever, and think they have a relationship with God because of an experience they experienced 40, 50 years ago. And I heard a woman say that one time when my wife and I went to a banquet they had for the church at one of the casinos in Las Vegas. This old lady got up and said, she knows she had good religion because she saw the sun shout 40 years ago. Now, see, that kind of stuff is accepted in the church. You know, and they don't care if whether you saw anything or not. Now all you gotta do is go up and when they open the doors of the church and join the church. Put your name on the list, and you say, as far as they're concerned, they lay hands on you, fall out, and say some words they don't understand, or they mumble and things. They say, oh, she's been born again, she's got the Holy Spirit, and blah, 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 blah. And you're in church and show up every once in a while, maybe on Christmas and Easter. A lot of people in the church don't show up till Easter and Christmas. But yet, we call that Christianity. And I think Christianity is a way of life, being Christ-like. That's when Christians were first called Christ. Is that they had been with Christ, because the reason they know they were with Christ, because they acted, because of the way they acted, and because of the way they they talked, what they believed. And this is the same thing I think we should have today, is not so much mouth service, talking about I love the Lord and you only do that on Sunday when we go to church, but show a brother that you care. I've seen people pass by church members, on the way to church and see them walking and wouldn't stop and give them a ride. But yet you get to the church, you say, oh, I just love the brother, love the Lord. The Bible says if you can't love your brother you're looking at, how can you love God that you never seen? These things are happening in the church, and I see this. Now, I wonder about it, and I think that we should, as so-called followers of Christ, learn to be like Christ by reading his word. He left this book for us to read, for us to like I said about 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show yourself approved. I can't depend on the pastor to teach me everything about my Creator. I want to know him for myself, not through a pastor, through a priest or anybody. I want to know him for myself. And this is what Jesus tells us to do, get to know him for yourself. You can't tell if a person is telling you the truth if you don't know the truth. So he said, judge a tree by its fruit. Now, how you gonna know the fruit if you don't know? How you gonna judge the tree if you don't know nothing about the fruit? You could be getting apples. You know, you don't get apples from a plum tree. But if you never tasted apples, somebody could give you a plum and tell you it's an apple, and you believe it. So it's the same thing about reading this Bible. If you don't know what the Bible says, I can tell you anything and tell you the Bible says that, and the Bible says that. And I proved to you a few weeks ago about some things the Bible says. It's in the Bible, but it's not the truth. It's not, 'cause if you read the whole section, like I read about that, it's hard for a rich man to get into heaven as getting a camel through a neat eye of a needle. That's in the Bible. It's truly in there. But on down further, Jesus says, with God, all things are possible. So that shouldn't turn you off from being rich. But when you get the riches, God tells you also what to do with it. If you don't do what he said do with it, well, that's my cue, I guess. All right, then. I'll see you next week. This is Brother Gasbert. Have a good week.
We hope today's message equipped you with the knowledge to help you withstand the deceptions of Satan. If you would like to correspond with this ministry or become a sponsor, please write Brother Leon Gaspi at P.O. Box 145, Campy, Louisiana, 71411, or you may phone him at 318-652-2029. Until next time, may you continually grow in Christ, and may God richly bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our Bishop, with an anointed sermon already in progress, Bishop Tommy Morris.